May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It may surprise you to hear that in the Gospels, Jesus talks about money and possessions more than any other subject except the kingdom of God. And of all the things that Jesus says about money, this parable is definitely the strangest and most confusing. It is known as the parable of the dishonest steward. And as we just heard, in the story, there's a manager, a steward of someone else's property, who seemingly cheats for his own benefit. And on first reading and first hearing this parable, it sounds like Jesus is telling us that it is okay to cheat. At the end of the parable, the rich master commends the dishonest manager. It is very confusing. Most scholars, though, think that the manager's dishonesty is not central to the story at all. That's not the point. That what is important is the manager's responsiveness to the situation. And that's what Jesus was getting at. The manager saw the big picture. He saw the way it was going. And he took action to change the way that it was going. Now, we don't know whether he was actually mismanaging the funds. There were accusations that he was, and he knew he was going to be fired. And we don't really know whether it was the owner's money that he was working with, or whether he was charging extra, as they often did in those times. If he was the manager, he would charge what the owner charged, and then he would charge extra. And so maybe he was just cutting out his take by changing all those bills. We don't know that, whether it was really was going to be his money or the master's money. But we do know that this parable is set within this string of sayings about money and faith and responsibility in Luke's gospel. And they don't appear to fit together neatly at all. Not on first reading. But if we look at them more closely, we may see a thread that connects all of that, all of those sayings. Giving with abandon. Giving out of abundance. Giving away something for a greater goal. The manager gave away either the master's wealth or his own take of that to people who owed the master a lot of money. And he did that not for the master's benefit, but to strengthen his own relationships with those people. I think this parable is showing us something about God's economy. And God's economy is vastly different than our economy, than human economy. I don't have a background in finance, and I don't know a lot about wealth management, but I do know that the idea of wealth management is to make more wealth. That's the idea of it. And generally in our economy, the more money you have, the easier it is to make more money. But God's economy turns this upside down. In God's economy, our greatest wealth is ourselves, our very being, our souls and bodies, and our relationships with God and with other people. In God's economy, wealth is trust in God. In God's economy, wealth is seeing the world even a little bit like God sees it, seeing how we are connected to all people and to all of creation. In God's economy, wealth grows the more we give it away, the more we give of ourselves and our resources in the service of God, the wealthier we are. In the words of the Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann, the paradox of the Gospels is that to let go is to have, and to keep something is the way to lose it. I'll say that again. The paradox of the Gospels is that to let go is to have, and to keep something is the way to lose it. Jesus seems to be telling us in this parable that we need to pay as much attention to the way that we use our money and our power as this dishonest man did. Just as that man used his power and influence to gain friends in this world, we are encouraged to use our money and our power to work towards the kingdom of God. The passage that from Luke this morning ends with this stark saying from Jesus, "You cannot serve God and wealth." Jesus tells us that we have to choose our priorities. We have to choose who we are going to listen to, God or our money. We can't give them equal weight. It is just not possible. And if we listen to God, we will probably make very different decisions with our money than if we put money first. One way to be more faithful with our giving is to first look at what percentage of our money we are currently giving away. When we look at our income and then we compare that with the amount that we give away every year, we can figure the percentage of our giving. And if we find that we are giving a smaller percentage than we want to, we can work towards giving away a larger percentage of our income. This is called proportional giving. And our stewardship committee will have some helpful things to say about that in the next couple of months. We are called to be faithful with everything that we are and everything that we own. Because everything that we are and everything that we own comes from God. And each of us will have to struggle about what that means for us and for our own individual use of money and possessions. For most of us, maybe for all of us, living faithfully will mean some kind of sacrifice so that we can contribute financially to God's work in the world, through this parish and through other organizations that serve the poor, the outcast, and the needy. The manager in the parable gave things away so that when he was hungry, he would have a dinner invitation. We, who are hungry for God, already have a standing invitation at God's table. And while the manager calculated the accounts shrewdly so that when he was in trouble, he would have a place to stay, our place, our home, is in God. And God is always calling us home. Can we be transformed into a people who live by our vision of God's economy? Can we put our hearts into letting go, giving away, trusting in God? The home that Jesus calls us to is the only home that will satisfy our restless hearts, our eternal and abiding home in God. Amen.